I felt like the waiting room was mocking me with its brightly colored walls and fascinating toys. Walls that my tiny son didn't notice, and toys that didn't tempt him. He had yet to show interest in anything in life. I didn't try to set him down, knew that if my arms left his body, he would scream out as in pain. So he sat in my lap, staring at nothing, as the doctor told me just how severe his delays were. I tried to focus on his words. Each one was a piercing bullet. Autism, sensory processing disorder, cognitive developmental delays. They tore straight through my heart as I was told that he might never read, write, or have the ability to retain information. As I numbly walked out of the office, I saw a mother and her little boy skipping down the street. They were on their way to the library, matching book bags slung over their shoulders. The young child giggled as he held his mother's hand and said, "I can't wait. I love picking out books with you, Mummy." I held back tears as I wondered if my son would ever enjoy such an outing with me. And what about his sister waiting for us at home? Would he ever play games with her? He was 4 years old when we were given a large box of children's videos and an old VCR player. The cases were missing. They had fallen apart ages ago. But the black tape still worked fine. I sat them on the floor beside our television, telling the children that we'd watch one later. I went back to preparing dinner but soon stopped. Something felt off. My son wasn't clinging to my legs like normal. I ran through the house searching for him, terrified at what I might find. I found him in the living room. He was calmly sorting through the videos. In awe, he picked up each one and traced the white letters of the titles. "I didn't know there were so many movies in the world," he softly said. Over the next few weeks, he watched them all, over and over again. He would pick one up, ask me to read the title, and then pop it into the player that he learned to operate all on his own. But then a day came when he didn't ask me anymore. "I can read them myself, Mommy." I stared at him in disbelief, but when I held each video up to him, he was able to tell me every single one. But not only that, he also told me all the main actors in every movie, and what other movies those actors had also played in. His sister made a game out of his talent that they would play together. She would ask, "I'm thinking of a movie that starts with A, and Jim Carrey plays in it. What is it?" He would laugh and yell out, "Ace Ventura! He also plays in The Mask and Dumb and Dumber. That movie also has Jeff Daniels, who plays in 101 Dalmatians." She would be amazed every time. "How do you do that? You must be a movie genius." And he would beam with pride, thrilled that he had such a skill with which to wow her. He's almost 12 now, but the years haven't dulled his fixation on those little black rectangular boxes. They are getting harder to find, having been replaced by DVDs, Blu-rays, and internet streaming. So we've resorted to hunting them up in the back of thrift stores and yard sales. There are days when he's so overstimulated that nothing will work to calm him. Not even his noise-canceling headphones, his weighted blanket, or a darkened room. So I'll grab my keys and say, "Come on then, let's go see if they've gotten any new movies in at the Goodwill." On the 20-minute drive, I'll toss out movie titles and listen to him tell me every person in them, as well as the actors' birthdays, where they live, how many siblings they have, and the names of their pets. His tension fades away as he rattles off his movie trivia that is collected out of books and internet sites. And when we walk into the store, our matching cloth shopping bags slung over our shoulders, he smiles and says, "I can't wait. I love picking out movies with you, Mom."